In the studio today, we welcome in two guests into Compass FM. It's really nice to have them in the studio on what is a chilly day, but it's sunny, and they're here to tell us about their fundraiser. So I thought we'd start off with Nikki. Morena. Nikki, how are you?
Hi, thank you. Thank you for having us.
Really nice to see you. And also Jamie as well. Morena, how are you?
Hi, good.
Lovely to see you. Hey, Nikki, can you just introduce yourselves? Tell us a little bit more about yourself.
Okay, so I'm Nikki Marriott. I've got a wee girl at Leafield School, and I'm with we've got a great fundraising team with Leafield, and this year our major fundraiser this year is our Rogaine, which we'll explain a little bit about in a minute. But that's pretty much me. I just joined the fundraising team just to be a part of the school.
It's a small, beautiful little wee school.
It's
there,
lovely.
Isn't it?
Yep.
It's such a lovely school, and the farm is 1,400 hectares. That you've got. It's the location for the Rogaine, which we'll get to, and a family owned one as well too.
That's correct. No, it's beautiful.
That is so cool. And what a great thing to do for your school then, Nikki. Hey, Jamie, so what is a Rogaine? I've been scratching my head this morning going, what is a Rogaine? And coming up with all sorts of imagination types of things. What is it?
Cool. So it's pretty much our major fundraiser for the year is what we're doing. And we would love the support of locals and competitors farm wide. Nikki's going to talk a bit more about what a Rogaine is, but I just want to let you guys know the location of this Rogaine is set on a beautiful family-owned farm in North Canterbury. It's called Teviotdale and Amberley. As you mentioned, it's 1,400 hectares. It boundaries the Amberley Rocks and the Waipa River with spectacular views out over North Canterbury and Pegasus Bay and as far as Christchurch. So it's impressive views, such a perfect location for this event.
I can imagine lots of people will be getting their cameras out and taking photos with
totally.
Those views across. That's incredible.
Absolutely.
That's so cool. Hey, Nikki, so what is a Rogaine?
So a Rogaine, well, for people that are quite unfamiliar with a Rogaine, it's a bit like orienteering. It involves navigation and route planning between checkpoints. The checkpoints are scored differently depending on the level of difficulty in reaching them. Teams travel entirely on foot, navigating a map and compass. The best thing about Rogaining is it's just a fantastic day out. A great social event, and you don't have to be super duper fit to join in. Teams travel at their own pace, so from children to grandparents can participate. You don't have to have a high level of navigation skills or compass skills. It's just easy and lots of fun, and it is, like I say, a really great day out for everyone to join in.
That sounds like so much fun, and I love the fact that you said you don't need to have a high level of navigation skills, because going through my brain was, when someone goes, hey, which way is north? And I'm like,
I totally agree. I know.
So my hand goes there. That is so cool. And what a great way to create memories long-term for people, whether they're doing it as a family or as a friend group or as, grandparents and kids. That is so cool. What a fantastic fundraiser. Now, how do we sign up?
Cool. So, great question. So, it's called Wicked Rogaines, and they have a Facebook page and a website. So, if you were to go on to their website, you click on events, and our event on the 30th of July is called the Wicked Winter 6-Hour Rogaine. And all the info is there. So, there is a family event and a 2-hour event. As Nikki said, it's super duper low key. Just get out and have some fun. If you are a wee bit more serious and want to do the 4 or 6 hour, then get in early, register early. You can register for the 2-hour and the family event on the day.
Oh, okay, cool. Cool. So you can rock on up because I sometimes find that us North Canterburyans can sometimes leave things to the last minute and go. And what a great event to be able to go, hey, let's go and do it. And you're raising funds for the Leafield School.
Absolutely.
And there's going to be, sausage sizzle, bake sale, raffles. It's going to be lots of fun.
And a photographer out and around the farm as well, taking photos. So that's pretty cool.
Fantastic. Yeah. Getting the best photos possible, I would imagine, of all the competitors. And what a great fundraiser. Is there anything else you'd like to mention today before we finish up?
No, we just want to say, get out there, be there, 30th of July, Sunday.
That is so cool. Now, us here at Compass FM, we'll also share that on our Facebook page as well, the Leafield School fundraiser. amazing team that is part of the team, Nikki and Jamie. Hey, thank you so much for coming in. All the very best for the Rogaine, and hopefully we'll get lots of people signing up to help with the fundraising.
Thank you so much. Thanks for having us.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
Compass FM.